Let's go back to the RTE story. Workers at the national broadcaster are staging a protest this lunchtime on campus outside the canteen. Our reporter Una Kelly is there, and she's what's happening, Una?
Yes, Gavin. Well, I'm just here outside the RTE campus where around 200 people have gathered. The National Union of Journalists called their rally, they say, to make a statement about the future of public service broadcasting. I spoke to a couple of staff members earlier, and here's a bit of what they had to say.
What do we want?
Action!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Action!
When do we want it?
Now!
So I'm Fran McNulty, presenter on Primetime. I think really what we want people to know is how angry we are, how let down we feel. It has been a really difficult couple of weeks for everybody in RTE, for people who make programmes, who clean the buildings, who make sure the grounds are secure, for the people who put together briefs for presenters, for the people who, from the ground up in RTE, do everything we can every day to serve the public, because that's what we're here for. And I think everybody knows we feel let down by what has happened. And really what this is about is just giving voice to that, letting people know that we're not happy about what has happened.
My name is Rima Hassani and I'm a digital content creator with RTE News. Everyone really wants to get across that we're not here to talk about the future of just one individual, but the future of us as an organisation and a public service media and hundreds of jobs within the organisation as well.
Yeah, and we're joined here by Emma O'Kelly, the NUJ's rep. Emma, what's the message that staff needed to get across here today?
The message for staff here today that we are making today, sorry, we've just been moved as we speak, is a message for government. We are saying you cannot continue to try to expect to fund public service broadcasting on the cheap. That's been happening for far too long, for decades now. We have argued time and again, we've appealed for a sustainable model to be put in place to fund public service broadcasting. We believe it's vital for democracy. It's also vital for hundreds of jobs, not just in RTE, but across the creative arts sector, with artists, with musicians, with actors. So that's why we gathered here today, to get that message across to government.
And the new Director General, Kevin Backhurst, came down to speak to staff. What was the reaction?
Well, the reaction was positive. I was glad to see Kevin Backhurst come down to us. We made it clear that this is focused on government, this rally today. But I will also say we've listened to Kevin's words. He's talked about transparency, about a culture change, and we will definitely be holding him to those words. We want those promises to be delivered on now. That's the important thing for us.
Emma O'Kelly, thank you.
That's Una O'Kelly with workers at RTE protesting outside the National Broadcaster, just outside the canteen here on campus this lunchtime. And I note from our political correspondent Paul Cunningham, ahead of those hearings at the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee tomorrow, that the former chair of the RTE board, Moya Doherty, is not going to attend tomorrow's meeting. She says in a letter that, regrettably, I am not in a position to attend the proceedings. More on the news at one after this break.